Ray Foley on Today FM.
Shout out to the lads who got lost. Where were they from? They were from your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, they were from Louth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a bit of a tragic end to our run in the championship. So Louth were going up to Donegal to play Donegal, funnily enough. But they thought they'd get a head start on it. So the day before, Saturday, they drove over to Enniskillen.
How long is the drive between Dundalk and Donegal? Is it that long?
I'd say it'll set you back
three and a half hours. Down onto the motorway, would you?
Ah, yeah. You'd be crossing through Monaghan.
Dundalk.
Maybe Fermanagh, and then straight up.
Up to Donegal Town, is it?
Or you can head up towards Derry and then over.
I've got this thing called Google Maps, so I'm just trying to...
Sound, right.
Let's see, 2 hours of 25. That's not that bad, lads.
It's not bad, yeah.
You could have gotten up in the morning.
It's true.
Lads. Pull the other one, unless you're going up to, I don't know, Letterkenny or someplace to be hired, or Buncrana or Milton. Sorry, anyway, I digress.
So they were giving themselves a head start for the game on Sunday. Saturday, they drove over to Enniskillen, stayed there, got up the next day, plenty of time for the match, got onto the bus. Bus takes off.
From Enniskillen?
Yeah.
To Donegal?
To Ballybuffet in Donegal. Yeah, that was the planned route, yeah.
Hang on now, Ballybuffet. That's a bit further, all right. You don't mind waiting. I'm just putting this in.
That's fine.
I'm putting your details into the system.
Thanks.
Actually, it's shorter. It's 2:21. Lads, you would have been better off staying at home. Sorry, anyway, go on. So they stayed in Enniskillen.
They did, yeah.
Literally just over the road.
Yeah, kind of like a halfway point.
And it's closer than halfway.
Well, there you go.
I'm looking. See, I've got Google Maps here, so I'm just looking.
I don't want to throw shade at the bus driver or the co-pilot or whoever was doing the directions, but apparently coming out of Enniskillen, on a roundabout, they took a wrong turn. And it took a while to realise they took a wrong turn. They realised they'd taken a wrong turn.
Well, sure, we've all done that. We've all done that situation when you get onto... And that thing that the apps do as well, where it's like, at the roundabout, take the third exit. And you're like, balls, is that straight on then? Are you saying just go straight on? At the roundabout, take the 17th exit. It's like, what does that mean? Just say, take the right, go straight on, or take the left.
It's good when it tells you...
Don't number the exits. I'm not counting exit on a roundabout. Yeah, it's good. I'm trying to stay alive.
Yeah, it's ideal when they tell you which exit to take as you're sailing past that exit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a joke. At the roundabout, take the 12th exit.
So I don't know what happened, but they noticed that they'd taken a wrong turn when they arrived in Sligo. Which is a long way off.
I only spat out my coke.
I mean, I don't know, lads. You don't notice the signs of the town.
Hang on.
This isn't feeling very Donegal-ish.
That's not a short road.
No, it's not.
Between Enniskillen and Sligo.
No, it's a good bit out of the way.
No, I was about to say, we've all done that thing, getting off the wrong exit, or you're on a roundabout, they start taking the wrong road. But pretty soon after, you're like, this is something sketch here. How many of them are on the bus?
I guess there would have been at least 30. We include the backroom staff, the players, the
nobody looked out the window.
You believe the sat nav. You're like, this is taking care of us.
Why is Ben bumping on the right?
Why are we in Yates country? What's that about? I didn't know Yates was from Donegal.
What? We're going in the wrong direction.
So eventually, when they pulled into Sligo, somebody said, this feels wrong. and then they had to leg it up to Ballybuffet.
They said to them, lads, right, we're here, lads. No indication whatsoever that they were in Donegal.
So they only arrived into Donegal at the venue 40 minutes before throw, and they requested to have it put back because they'd only just arrived, refused, denied.
Is there any chance we can go later? Because
will you push it back?
Is there any chance we were down in Sligo? Do you know what? Sligo's a lovely spot.
The boys haven't done their stretching yet.
We didn't look out the window at all. We were too busy chatting. We were playing gin rummy in the back of the bus there. We were singing bus songs. You're all a bunch of gobshites up the front.
So they didn't get the throw and push back, and they had to take the field probably a little bit cold. And obviously,
God love them.
That's the reason they lost to Donegal. I was thinking maybe there's something in the Louth DNA or the Louth blood, though. Because
why?
Do you remember the show we did in Ballina, County Mayo?
Yeah.
For Joe Biden's homecoming in 2023.
Yeah.
I think we stayed over in Castlebar the night before we were driving to Ballina. You travelled separately. I travelled separately. I put Ballina into my sat-nav in the car.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. And I was driving for a while, like a good hour, I'd say.
Yeah, from Castlebar, they tried to send us to another Ballina. And I think we were going south, were we?
Yeah.
And then I clocked it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
No more than the boys out going out the road and the roundabout. Mm. You went all the way to
Could
the
you not have rung me and said, by the way, if you're going to that Ballina, it's the wrong Ballina?
No.
Yeah, I ended up going down like a country road that had grass up the middle, pulled up outside a house that literally said it was Ballina, said, this is wrong. So I had that terrible feeling when you know you've gone wrong and you're against the clock, having to leg it back to the actual Ballina.
Get lost, getting lost. 0874 100 102. Times you've gotten lost. Embarrassing situations involving lostness. I'm in the nation on a daily basis. Usually at about 2:01 p.m. the listening public of Ireland go, Jesus, I wish Ray Foley would get lost.
True.
I mean, that's a big thing, I think. People would love for me to get lost on a more permanent... I tell you who else has got lost or getting lost.
Who's that?
Damien Duff, he's getting lost. I tell you who else is lost.
Go on.
The poor old Limerick hurlers. I tell you what, they've lost their way.
Leave it, right.
There's no... Do you know what? There's no Google Maps for those Limerick hurlers. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, JP.
My dad from Limerick is going to kill you.
She's off today as well. See, Paula was on today. Mm. Tells you everything.
All right.
There's wow. more. There's more.
Yeah.
I'd say there's more. Until you get in the Google Maps, Carl. Or Waze. Have you heard of Waze? W-A-Z-E. That'll sort you out. That'll put you right. All right, lads. We're on. Let's go. 0874 100 102. Times you've gotten lost. Lost situations. Do you remember them lads on the island, actually, in Lost? Remember Jack and...
Turns out you don't remember them, no.
I remember their names. It was Locke, wasn't there? Was there Locke? And there was... It was your woman, Evangeline Lilly. Fiona's over there as well. I don't think she was on the island. Fiona?
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hey, darling.
The theme of this show suits me. I got lost on the way to Dublin Airport. Right. I had newly moved to Dublin and I said I knew a shortcut.
Here's the thing though, right, with Dublin Airport. Every single sign in Dublin has a little airport or a little airplane on it.
Yeah.
If it points in the direction of the airport.
Yeah.
All you got to do is keep an eye out on the signs for the little picture of the echelon and that'll get you where you need to go.
So we headed southbound on the M50.
South?
We missed...
That's towards Glendalough or kind of Wicklow Bray area.
So we headed southbound on the M50.
You're out of your mind.
We missed our flight. And my sister had driven all the way up from Mayo.
Oh, Jesus.
For the flight, so she drove home again that night. So, yeah.
She hates you.
I think I could probably get a job at that bus company.
You haven't spoken since, I guess. She's been blanking you since.
Love the show.
Hey!
So, do you want to hear?
Cheers, Fiona. So what you need? You need an app, Fiona. An app to do that for you. My wife is a horrific sense of direction. That's what led her to me, I suppose, to marriage with me. And she was driving. We were doing oxygen. We were at oxygen, staying in the Osprey. Is it the Osprey in Nace?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I said here, I've put it on." I gave her this in the time before the apps GPS though, with a Garmin, and I put it in. I said, "All you have to do is it's saved. Like just hit it and go." And she drove to Dundalk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She went through.
Great spot, guys.
She rang me in the middle of the night, driving. Mm. There's a toll up to Dundalk, isn't there?
There is, on the M1, yeah.
She drove through it, and she didn't drive through it. She paid and started going through, and then for some reason she stopped, and the barrier came down on the roof of the car.
Good grief!
Yeah, and then she thought that the barrier had crushed the car. Whereas in fact it was just kind of like the curvature of the inside of the car, but she thought it had crushed the car. I said, "Love, I'm going back to bed, but thanks for the call and I'll see you when you get here." Hi, good afternoon, how you doing? And when was the last time you got lost? 0874 100 102. I'm telling about my wife getting lost. She's a saving with a sat nav. She managed to get lost. My wife grew up in Dublin. We moved to the area she grew up in, and she doesn't know how to get to town. She doesn't know how to get to the shopping centre. She doesn't know how to get back from anywhere. Apps have been the best thing. Like the Google Maps and the Waze app. She just has them on all the time now, and now she just puts in home. That's the only way she can get around.
In the time before apps, when I just moved to Dublin, I didn't know the city at all. And I was trying to go home at the end of a night. and I could not figure out which direction I was heading in. So I had to find the river, the Liffey, and then, like Magellan or Columbus, navigate by the river and the stars. So I got to the river.
Did you swim home?
And I said, right, so the river's going out to the sea, so that means this side is west and that side is east. So just head that way.
So you had to watch the direction of the water.
Yeah.
Did you paddle home? Amanda's over there, 0874 100 102. This, of course, the Dundalk football, not Dundalk, Louth footballers getting lost on the way to Donegal. Amanda Dodding.
Hey, guys. I'm known as the queen of getting lost, so much so that my husband has our house set on sat-nav on my car.
Yeah.
So even if I go to the supermarket, he tells me just to hit home.
Every hill.
So that I don't get lost.
Same with my wife.
Yeah. Shout out to all the shams on the way back from Donegal. I'm just stuck here in a convoy of twin cams and Subarus in my Kia Mami van.
Stunning.
Love the show.
Hey, the Donegal rally was over the weekend, was it?
Must be on all the boy races and girl races are out, yeah?
Well, listen, Amanda, make sure you stick to the apps because we don't want you getting lost. Even if you're in a convoy, don't deviate from the map. Hang on, Brendan's there. 0874-101.
Brendan.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Brendan. Brendan here, Mayo.
Oh, sir.
One of the best ones I've ever heard about misdirection and getting lost was on Would I Lie to You? Joel Schwash was on it from EastEnders.
Yeah.
And he told the story of one Christmas, his mother wanted to go to Lakeside Shopping Centre in London, and he just typed in lake and into an old, sat-nav.
Yeah.
And
the Garmin job,
it obviously auto-corrected to the Lake District, and his mother just followed it. So she drove like 8-9 hours.
He's like, surely an hour in, you'd be going, I think it should be closer than this.
Up to the Lake District from London without asking a question.
A child in the background, not loving that. 9 hours in the back of the car
without asking a question.
I have it. Where is it? What I Like to You is on YouTube.
Joe Swash, you're next.
Okay. One Christmas, I accidentally put the wrong address in my mum's sat-nav, and instead of driving to Lakeside, she drove all the way to the Lake District.
It's more plausible that it happened than that Joe invented that just now.
Basically, David said there's more chance your mother's stupid than you are creative.
I think it's true
that they drove all that way.
Joe Swash, was it true or was it a lie?
Yeah, it happens, yeah.
It was actually true. Ray Foley on Today FM. Getting lost. Wish you'd get lost. The Louth football team got lost between Enniskillen. They stayed in Enniskillen Saturday night. They all got on the bus. This wasn't just the bus driver. They were all on the bus. And instead of driving right up the road to Donegal, they drove left down the road to Sligo.
That's a sign you really trust the process when you're like, I think we're going the wrong
direction.
These
boys just checked
but
out.
I tell you, I trust you, man.
Hell, I'm really looking forward to playing football. Me too, I'm looking forward to playing football. What are the chances? I like the bus. Don't you like the bus? I love the bus, I do. I love the bus, so I do. What kind of football are you going to play when we go up to Donegal? Oh, I'm going to try and score loads of goals and I'll get a few points as well. Do you think we beat Donegal? I do. Are we nearly there? I don't know. Sorry, lads. James is over there, 0874 100 102.
Hey, lads. James here.
Hiya, James. How are you?
I went to Italy on my honeymoon and rented a car in the airport Milan.
Right.
Spent 2 hours driving up and down the same piece of motorway looking for signs for Venice.
I don't think Milan is near Venice, though, is it? They're opposite sides of the country, I think. I think Milan's over this side and Venice is the far side.
After 2 hours, had to ask somebody.
Are you from Louth? That accent, James. It's got me on a red alert over here.
And they told me out there it's not called Venice, it's called Venezia.
Yeah, Venezia, isn't it? Or
Venezia, yeah.
Venezia. Because you see, in Italy, the signs are in Italian, James.
That was a stressful time.
I can imagine.
And hey, JP, love your show.
Yeah. You shut your mouth, James. Brides over there.
JP, your story reminds me of the time when myself and my now wife.
This is JP told a story earlier on. He said he needed to find the River Liffey.
I was new to Dublin. I didn't know how to go around. I had to find the Liffey to navigate north and south.
Work out which way the river was flowing and then use that to navigate his way.
Went to Kilpatrick and it fell dark while we were up there at the top.
It got dark while you were up Kilpatrick. What are you playing at? I'd say it gets pretty dark. There's no road, there's no signs or no lights up there.
And I mean, when it was dark, it was really dark.
Yeah.
And we couldn't see a thing.
Pitch.
So we had to listen out for the river, like get down on our hands and knees. And then, yeah, eventually, 3 hours later, we made it down. My wife was very, very annoyed at me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have an awful sense of direction.
Yeah, you don't say, what, in the pitch black, on your hands and knees, listening for the river, as you're up a mountain on your own. Brian, are you out of your mind? Brian, I'm worried about you.
Ray Foley on Today FM.